Hello?
Hello, is Janet there?
Yeah, this is Janet. That was funny. It came on as four. Oh, I know.
I'm
That's
calling you
because
from Skype.
from where?
From Skype.
Skype.
Yeah,
Who's Skype?
Skype is a an instant messaging program that allows you to call home telephones as well.
I see.
So I'm using Skype so that we can record this call so that other people can hear your lovely voice and your experiences.
Oh, okay. I have one quick one that's happening right now, which is really, really, really cool, and that is that I was just sending a letter to my daughter-in-law and son. She wrote and said, for the fourth week in a row, my kid's gotten diarrhea and sick, and it's all probably because you're feeding him something weird, and she considers eating raw weird, and very well could be something that I'm eating that he's is almost free, but he's, had troubles off again on again with digestive
Right.
stuff. So, it very well could be. And she's not really being rough about, but actually my son's been more, oh, just you just don't feed him what you're eating. Well, with a child, that's really hard.
Sure.
But the emotional wrap up of all this, I can feel the difference in the strength of my emotions now than they were before, of my emotions and not getting sucked into a drama,
Ah, very good.
And so I was sending her back, sending her ideas of how we could do this so that I would still be able to feed, like less than a sandwich. Surely he's eaten those before. And how about if I only eat what? And check with Jonna before, here's what I'm going to have in my lunch. Is this okay? So that she okays it, and so she knows what is going into her son, so she knows, whatever. I seriously think that the kid had a flu bug because
Yeah.
that's what she told me. She said he woke up in the middle of the night and was throwing up. Well, that's not a Friday afternoon,
No.
But I understand mother's emotions and mother's panic about, oh dear, what's somebody else doing to my baby,
Sure.
And so I've been there and done that. And anyway, so I'm just that
Okay.
was just okay. Let's go for it. Yeah. You keep me on track.
Oh, that's quite all right. That's quite all right, Janet. I guess the first question I have for you, and feel free to just go with whatever I say here. How long have you been using the system, the recordings?
I've been using it about a month.
Okay. Would
And
you say that you use it every day, every week?
no, I've been using it pretty much every day. I've been listening to the Monorial, is that the right word? The one use that I've been using early in the morning, and then as the month goes on and I've found that how well it works, then I've been adding more things more frequently. So I'm listening to it probably three things a day,
Oh, okay.
and finding great results.
Okay, would you be able to give some examples, some situations, some feelings that you're getting?
Yeah, my first response that I really felt was I really just felt a sense of peace and calm and being inside myself. And so I felt real strong in when I was working with other people and dealing with other situations. I felt like I was able to handle things much better and not go off in my emotions, but stay strong and stay present.
Okay, and in the past, you might have noticed that that was more difficult to do.
Well, that was my life. I mean,
Oh,
I'm a
okay.
woman. I'm a woman,
Oh,
and
please, it's not
it,
just a
it's
woman thing.
yeah, well, or it's a human thing too. It's like when my daughter-in-law would say, what have you been my daughter? My son,
Right.
okay, and she doesn't necessarily like that. But if that happened, then I would flip into the female thing of, I didn't do anything like that. But now I go, oh, wait a minute, she's upset. How can I help her resolve this? And I'm staying in my center and looking out at the world and saying, oh, here's what's going on. How can I help this other person instead of getting all tied up into a two females flipping out because somebody's upset? That's what I mean.
Okay, well, that's certainly fair enough. I was wondering if you could, I know it's only been a month, but it's interesting. A lot of the people I've spoken to so far have been using Quantum Mind Power for a year or even 2 years. But it's interesting also because there will be a lot of people who will be hearing this conversation of ours who have never tried even Alpha Flight or Digital Coffee.
Well, I haven't tried those.
Or any of the technology for that matter. I can make sure that you try those. That's not a concern.
Yeah, those two I would like to try. But everything else I've tried and really found a lot of neat insights with. I get a lot more ahas during the day, and even now when I'm listening to the CDs, it's like, oh, yeah. And it's like all of a sudden everything comes together. It's kind of like, the best way I can describe it is like my life used to be like a puzzle. The box was tipped over on the floor and I'd wander through the pieces and find them, and sometimes I'd put them together and sometimes not. This is dramatic and it's not quite this bad. It was many times like this. And now it's like I'm getting really insights of flashes of insight of the whole puzzle, and at times I'm there. And as the month has progressed, it's coming more and more like that, where, and a lot of more understanding about life and about what I'm doing, and I'm philosophical, so my obviously my pronunciation hasn't come.
Well, you've only been using it a month. Give yourself some time.
Okay.
Everything in its time. Everything in its time.
I like that. I like that when I hear that on your tapes, too.
Well, that's the thing. You know, people have to understand that, you know, we've been alive a lot of years.
Right.
So no matter how good a tool might be, it still takes a while before you can create something with it.
Yeah, and besides that, it's like Christmas. Hey, look. Here's another gift. Aha, here's another gift. Hey, look at that. And like the gal that I was talking to that has had dyslexia all her life, she's been quite dyslexic, and I said, oh, yeah, was and saw used to be the same thing, and oh, yeah, 43 used to be 34 and all that. And she was and I said, you know, from another modality and then this, I'm finding the strength to stay put, and things are staying put now. And I would be able to say that I kissed dyslexia goodbye. And she turned around and she says, that's not possible. And I understood exactly where she was coming from.
Because you recognized it in yourself a little while ago?
Well, I didn't think it was. I've looked all my life for solutions to that, but everybody says it's not possible. Doctors, anybody says that's not possible to get over that. But,
I like that, you know, what's funny is our belief systems have a lot to do with what's possible.
Exactly.
So, you know, as long as she believes it's not possible, I am rather...
It's probably not.
Yeah, upset to say that it isn't possible.
Well,
however,
I saw it.
When you see the change in yourself, and you know, often
exactly.
People will notice the change in you as well.
Right.
You know, you've just started out. I don't know if anyone's, you know, pointed out to you that, you know, what are you doing differently? You look brighter, happier, whatever. But I know when I first started using my own stuff, even David Seaver's stuff, my mentor, way back when, people would point out to me changes that I didn't even notice in myself. And, you know, I know there's people who, you know, are getting complimented from their, you know, office staff and their workers saying, hey, you know what? You're nicer now. You're more efficient. You're this, you're that. I did an interview with a gentleman yesterday who actually got a new car and a promotion that he attributes to his, you know, better patience, et cetera, that he's received, you know, and developed since, you know, starting to use the recordings.
Right. That makes a lot of sense. Yeah, I see that too in myself. I don't think nobody's quite yet said anything to me about it because I'm really not interrupting. I go to work, take care of my lady for 5 days, 5 nights, come home, spend my day with my grandson, and my 3-year, 2.5, 2.75 grandson has not told me that he's seen any differences. One difference with I rent a room in a house with a couple of friends,
right.
And they're sisters, and they tend to be pretty much Velcro with each other. And the one that used to that brought me in here, that allowed me to come and rent a room. The younger one, who's close to my age, often the outer world appearance would be, she would often snub me. We were planning on doing that, but no, my sister and I are going to do something else. So her sister always came first, which is fine, and I understand that's her system of living, and there's no way I'm going to change that. But last night when I came home, she says, "Oh, I wanted to do some body talk with you. let me know when." And so she was really making herself. So life is doing that. Not a person is telling me things are different, but life did that.
Can you explain body talk? I appreciate your sharing that, because it does show people how changes can be sometimes subtle. But can you explain a little bit about body talk for some people who might get a bit of a click with this and want to pursue it?
In the first place, it's on Body Talk International on the internet, so I'm sure that it can be explained much better by them but me. But what body talk has done for me is that it has helped me become much more centered, much more directed. I used to be very spacey. My mom used to call me a butterfly and a dilettante, and I'm very good at multitasking, but sometimes finishing tasks don't happen. And I was premature and she'd had to take some drugs with, there were triplets, and there was, problems there. So back in the dark ages. So I had some health issues and stuff like that. Body talk basically is this is Janet talking, not body talk system. for me, it has helped me when I do body talk with somebody else. I align with my source, and I am doing kinesiology or muscle testing or whatever it's called, mm-hmm. and checking with that person's source, or the source of all life. Because it's like there's a template blueprint that is that person's perfect health. And again, just like you were saying, in the right time and in the right place, things shift. So what you're doing is you're tapping back and you're saying, "Hey, body, remember, this is the template that you're wanting to stay in, and it looks like maybe what needs to be shifted first." And then with a chart, a physical picture, a big chart of places that you would go, like body parts and lymph system and nervous system and all that, bones and muscles.
Right.
You go there, muscle testing, check. Okay, so the body says, "Okay, I need my liver to talk to my stomach better. And then I'll be able to resolve things better." Okay, so then you link those two and you tap on the top of the head or above the head and tap above the heart, because the heart is the save button. And when I'm doing a body talk, I can feel the body just goes, "That feels good. Now I'm in alignment on that." So then you go back again and you say, "Okay, what else do you want to do?" And so maybe then your pineal gland needs to be connected more firmly with your left toe or something. And so then, and I'm doing this really simplistically.
Sure.
But over a period of time, the last 2-3 years, I literally have lost the ability to look at the number and see it differently than what it's printed on the page.
Right.
And with other dyslexic things, and just confusion about what I'm driving, confusion about being able to see the map. Like, normally I can see that now. Normally now I can see the map of, and the key places of where I'm going to turn. Okay, I'm going to go from here to there.
Right.
Okay, I'm going to go take the freeway. I'm going to take this turn off, this. Okay. But before, those places might or might not leap up on my mental screen. And now they just do.
Oh, okay.
And I found this, the body talk and what you're doing is really synergistic, because what's going on now is my mind body feels stronger and more able to contain. It's almost like my mind body is a container, a vase, a chalice or something, and it's stronger and more present so that I can stay focused on where I'm going, what I'm doing, what I'm reading, what I'm listening to, the conversation I'm having.
So are you finding, and, just so I'm clear, are you finding that by combining the body talk with your use of the TMM recordings, that the body talk is becoming more efficient?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Interesting.
Yes. In fact, I haven't had I've had a session for over a month. And for the last 2007 is when I started doing body talk. I've had a body talk session every month.
Because
it helped me stay. It's helped me stay present. It's helped me stay evolving.
Right.
Because that's one of my things is in life is I've always sought to evolve to find better places to be, however that is, health wise, money wise, anyways, you know.
Sure.
So, and I'm waiting for my millions to come in too.
Well, they're on their way. Imagine that they're
good.
In a truck. And they're on the road, and there's some gentleman with a map in his hand, just looking
there
at the address right now.
Absolutely, and I always I like to imagine my money is like just golden snowflakes just falling all around me. It's all there.
Well, you had mentioned to me earlier on, not on this call, but when we had spoken another time, that you have been keeping a journal.
Yes.
Do you have the journal handy? Would there be any opportunity for you to maybe open it on a page or two and just share your thoughts with us, if possible?
It's right here in my computer. I was looking at the first one was 428, and I believe that was really close. I think that's really close to when I started. Let's see. I woke up at 5:30, and I usually listen. No, that's today. See? Oopsie daisy. Here I go.
Today is 5:30.
Well, yeah, right. Okay. After first listening, there we go. After first listening to the CDs, I felt swaddled and content. Afterwards, I seem more focused. I'm trying to do the computer and.
Oh, that's okay.
Okay.
That's okay.
Okay. And more directed and at peace. It lasted all day. The first image that I felt like it was like being in the womb or near birth, curled and content. I also felt like a cocoon, kind of hollow. And that has kind of stayed with me. And I have felt much more at peace. Peace resonates with me much more powerfully. I always thought I was a joyful, peaceful person anyway.
Right.
But it's like the strength of peace is much more powerful with me now. And the strength of being peace, being centered, being in the present moment, all those wonderful words we throw around.
Right.
So that was my first real experience. And then I went through like a couple weeks of really being almost just relaxed and not really wanting to do anything. And you had mentioned that maybe I was just kind of assimilating and kind of just... taking it all in and
getting
just relax
used to
with it.
State.
Yeah, and I did do that, and it's gradually coming around. But another thing is with the body talk, and this is going to be interesting to see later on because I'll have to call you again and tell you what the next chapter is.
Please.
But my mother passed on. My dad had passed on 4 years ago. My mom just passed on, which was a really good thing. She was ready to go and all that. But I have found that with death, with both of my parents, all of a sudden it's like walking around without a ceiling. And also it's like, okay, now I can really disassociate myself from all of the family junk that was emotionally, physically connected with me and my mom.
Right.
And family, because I'm associating mom as family.
Sure.
Mom, dad, that family stuff. And so, like, mom was always a do, push, high work ethic, from the morning you get up to the time you go to bed at night, you've got to work, 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 work. You can't slow down. There's once in a while you can smell the roses. Once in a while you can go out, look out over the lake and the mountains and see how beautiful it is. But then you got to get back to your washing and your dishes and your mopping and all. And so, and she's school teaching. She was a school teacher. But the that push, push, push is not my nature.
Right.
And so I was push, 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 trying to, I'm not a body talk practitioner, but I can do body talk because it's like student teaching. But I have to go through the test, so therefore I have to do a lot of memorization.
Right.
Well, with the background of past tense, dyslexic, da-da-da, learning troubles, learning issues, memorizing issues especially, da-da-da, I would have to push myself to memorize anything. And so listening to your CDs, it's like, I don't feel like it anymore. And at first I was going, wait a minute, this is something that I want to do. I want to become a body type practitioner. And I was getting back, I don't feel like it anymore. And so since what you had said, I took what you'd said of just let things go. So I let it go. And I'm still watching to see what's going to happen because I figure, like we'd said, either something better is going to come around or once I get through this phase, memorizing will be easy and it'll just shift into place instead of having to push, 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 try, try, try. And so it's going to be really interesting to see how that works.
Yeah, it's as we had discussed, and for people who don't know because they weren't in on our on our private call, you know, you've been told, like many of us, what to do your whole life.
Absolutely.
So that kind of carries over even when these controlling factors are not there anymore. And it's an interesting state to just kind of lie back and let things come to you instead of going after them.
Exactly.
And it's the path of least resistance, right? It's the most natural path.
And I have experienced that before. It's like, my mom taught me to run, 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 try, 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 go, 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 do, do, do. And it is. It's like running on a treadmill.
Mm-hmm.
And I have, in meditation and in other experiences, I have felt the feeling of sitting still and watching the world come to me. And often things have come to me, and I acknowledge that that's the feeling. But the ground thing was always following my family tradition. And now it's like, okay, I'm going to sit here until the world comes to me. And I know absolutely, certainly, that it's going to, and everything's going to come, like you say, in the right place, in the right time, in the right way, instead of me trying to make it happen, which is a pretty spiritual thing.
Sure. Well, you know, it takes a lot to have trust in yourself.
It does. And have trust in yourself over feeling like you're supposed to trust the world cultural, whether it's family culture or some other culture, but just say, hey, this is what I need. Let's see, 527, aha. Oh, I go to work and then I work for 5 days, 24 hours. So I'm taking care of this lady day and night for 5 days.
Right.
And so I hadn't taken a book, the Keys book that you had on the Adobe.
Oh, yes.
And I was really missing it. And all of a sudden, the next day, I realized, hey, I've got it on my computer. Hard copy. But I could feel that aha, and I could feel, let's see, how much my mind was shifting. And I could feel that shift. Oh, there's another possibility. And I could feel my mind having a large latitude of, okay, this is the way it is. Are there other options? Aha, yeah, my computer. And let's see, 528, gratitude, expression gratitude for those who push my buttons and fear and stuff. And I had some pretty good ones there in childhood and stuff. And I thought I'd pretty much gone through a lot of forgiveness and all of that. I'd done some pretty good things with all of that, plus the body talk and other things. But let's see, gratitude, expressing gratitude for those who push the buttons of fear and other emotions. Either I just either. I used to just wallow in that fear, or else I'd go looking for help. At first, this sent me right to my source. Now I have come another step closer to feeling my own dominion instead of having to run to my source. Now, being Canadian and raised in Canada, I really understand the word dominion. In this, you know, because we, in this case, I was to be empowered by my source and making my own choices within that wisdom.
Right.
So it's a new feeling of being in myself and not having to run to mommy, daddy, source, but just feeling source. And again, I guess that's not running. That's again not running to source, but being within source.
Yeah, it's realizing that you are source.
Right.
You know, you don't have to run away from yourself to get leadership or advice or intuition.
Yeah, or to realize that fear is really just a good appearance to see if it's a good excuse to return to the feeling of source. and dominion, right?
Yeah.
And so let's see, now I see that to work within my own light, I can, number one, reach to my own source for illumination of thy will be done, and then pull that source, feeling that source within myself or another individual to manifest, and then to really hold the light around the whole thing. And watch what happens, because, okay, I want, as in my friend wanting to do body talk, I want to do body talk with her, and yet she's with her sister, and so I don't want to interrupt their
sure.
thing that they're doing, and yet I'm, this is a gift to her to do the body talk for her. And so if I just send out the feeling, thought, desire, and perhaps even with words, and then just let it. And if she wants to be with her sister, so be it. And if she wants to do it, so be it.
Sure.
So, but I've really, really, in this last month, I think it's the strength that I've really, the strength and the personal power and the feeling of courage and contentment and peace has really resonated with me.
And you feel that that's, obviously, that's coming from within you, just so you know.
Oh,
I want to make
absolutely.
It very, very clear that you know that that's coming from within you.
Absolutely. I was raised Quaker, where the light within, the voice of God within your heart, you know, and all this small voice within and all of that. And,
right.
And, yeah, it's again, God ain't out there in a little cloud puffing his pipe. He's in my heart.
Right.
He's the light that's in my heart, and that's... Yeah.
Okay, good. It's just important that people understand that, you know, the TMM recordings are designed to bring out what, you know, you get what you need when you need it, because it's in you to begin with.
Right.
It's not because it's magically, you know, I've solved every single problem and it's in the TMM recordings and then you just get what you need. It's really a matter of you have it in you anyway.
Well, it's resonating. I'm resonating. What I really feel like this morning, I guess I didn't tell you that one this morning. Right? This morning when I turned on my computer at 5:30 to listen, to do my listening, the laptop, it flashed and nothing happened. And I've never had the battery be that low before. And I closed it, waited, opened it again, and it flashed again. And I held the button down and nothing, just, it wouldn't work. And my most urgent thing was not even that my computer was down or anything. It was just, or I'd lost everything or whatever. It was just, hey, I want to listen to that right now. And so I closed the computer, closed my eyes, and said, okay, body, you know this resonance. I'm going there. And I went there, and I put myself back to sleep, not on purpose, but just I could hear the water sounds. I could feel the resonance going through my body. And I was at peace. And the computer worked, by the way, when I woke up. But magically. It was all inside the computer, right? But what I'm saying there was that I think that what the resonance is it sends the me person guessing, is the earth has its resonance. And I think that when we become really aligned with the earth's resonance, that I think we're much more powerful beings. And I think that's one of the things it's doing for me, is that I feel like I'm much more, in a different way, in touch with all life and everything. And does your tones have anything to do with the sounds of the earth?
As a matter of fact, they're all very natural tones anyway, but
right.
And they put you in tune with natural resonances or vibrations of your body
right.
and mind anyway. But right. if you have the Schumann resonance, that one is directly involved in the Earth's magnetic frequency,
I felt
blanket
like that
goes
yeah.
over the Earth, if you will. And
yeah,
that
I
one
felt
is
that
very
when
starkly
I listened
tied to the Earth.
Yeah, and that's the one that when I was listening to that, I had the sense of there being a tympanum across every chakra going up and having it resonate through the body. It's something I can't explain right now, but it was pretty fun when that happened to me. But yeah, so I'm ready to listen to it for another month or two. Or maybe 3 or 5 or 77. Do you listen to these for the rest of your life, or are you going to have
generally,
a second chapter?
Generally speaking, you as long as you know, a lot of people will listen every day forever. A lot of
mm-hmm.
people listen every day for a while, and when they get to where they want to be, they'll listen once or twice a week.
I think
to maintain,
so.
Kind of like exercise.
Right.
You can't right. really overdo it, but you also want to maintain it.
Right. Right. Well, I sure want to maintain this incredible integrity of spirit that I'm in now, and I'm sure enjoying it. And it's very—it's so pleasant because you know you just you lie down and meditate, and away you go.
Well, there's actually no problem with that. You know, you probably notice that every time you do it, it's a little bit different.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
yep.
And
that's
because it's supposed
too.
To be like that. You know, it's not that the recording right. mutates or changes. It's just depends a lot on what you're feeling, thinking, how did you sleep the night before, what you dealt with during the day, that kind of thing.
Oh, how I slept the night before. I was having sleep problems, not because of necessarily my being, but mm-hmm. There's a baby monitor beside the bed. 5 days a week, 5 nights a week, that buzzes and hisses and chortles, and every time my lady gets up every 2-3 hours, it lets me know that's what she's doing, so if she falls, then I can take care of it.
Sure.
Well, in the 90s, 80s, 80s and early, 85 to 93, I had an adult foster care home, and at that point, we didn't have baby monitors or anything like that. And I was downstairs, my ladies were upstairs.
Right.
And so I go to sleep and get still and say, okay, my God, my source, I'm going to sleep. If I'm needed upstairs, wake me up and send me there. And it was
sure.
a very simple statement. And I knew it would take care of things, and it did. I would find myself waking up as I was running up the stairs or running. I was waking up clear across the hall in somebody's room, and I knew exactly what to do because I was already pre-programmed, and I'd grab the phone if it was going to be a 911 or if it was just something else. I'd just be in the room and helping the person.
Sure.
And waking up to it. So I already knew that, but in this job, the rules are nobody understands Janice's way of doing things, so the rules are... You know, that we have to have a baby monitor. And that would keep me awake. I'd go back to sleep, but still it was quite a fragmented night. And taking care of her all day and then doing that at night was fatiguing. So I was very, very grateful to your goodnight CD. And then what happened with that was that, and of course I could do the same thing as I did before of just, okay, if I'm needed, wake me up.
Right.
But somehow I have very good ears, and so the buzzing and the wheezing and the sniffling and the snorting of the machine was what was keeping me awake as anything else. But this hurt getting up. So, and she had a stroke, so she's better, and she's more better balanced now. So it's, you know, better, okay to sleep anyway. But the good night's sleep, I used it for several nights, and then I forgot it one night. And boy, I was awake all night again, or off again, on again. So I've been very assiduous about listening to that. And then when I come home, for the two nights I'm home, we have squirrels in the attic. And they like to have fights, and boy, do they ever fight and scrabble and gnaw on the wood and have all kinds of parties. I don't drink or take substances or something, but they sure do make a heck of a lot of noise.
Yeah.
And so now I can sleep through that.
Oh, wonderful.
So my sleeping has been very much better from those tapes.
Well, I'm very happy to hear that.
And I hope we can have another chapter. It'd be fascinating to me to see how the body shock thing works out.
Sure, especially, you know, Quantum Mind Power and TMM products are all designed to be used as augmentation for other things.
Right.
So people who are doing other programs, as long as they're not brainwave entrainment oriented, can certainly, you know, do this. They can listen to one of the recordings either before or during the act of doing what they're doing.
Well, I'm sure the thing that really astounded me with that whole body talk thing was that, okay, I didn't feel like doing it anymore, which means I wouldn't become a practitioner, which was what I wanted to do for the last 3 years, really powerfully.
Uh-huh.
And so I looked that in the face and I said, okay, whatever is supposed to be is going to be, that's okay. And I let it go. I let my intense desire to do that and be that and all that kind of stuff go. I said, okay, I'll get my body talk sessions. I'll go forward and see what happens.
Yeah.
And that takes strength to let go of your powerful dreams and visions and ideas.
Sure.
To just let it go. And that, again, I can feel that strength from listening to the tapes. You know, that's helped me. It's just kind of like I always knew the sun was shining, but all of a sudden now the mist, the fog, the clouds, all of that are going away. And so it's like I was all, you know, I had all this, but my body is able to resonate and those neural pathways are all lining themselves up and saying, hey, use me, use me.
Well, I'm certainly very happy to hear that. That's all totally wonderful news. And I hope people listening hear the tone of your voice while you're saying all of this, too. Because it really, you know, lets people know that this is not, you know, we did not script this. This isn't, you know, we haven't. Yeah, you and I have been practicing this for the last 3 years, actually.
If you met me face to face and knew me, one thing you would know, and that is you cannot script me. I was telling my aunt, oh, I'm doing this little button thing out of one of your books. I'm doing this little fun button thing where you put a button in and say, it's to practice your will, you know. And she goes, that's my aunt, and she's my sister's mother's sister. She says, Janet, I know one thing, if I know anything, and that is Janet has a strong will. You can't perfect on your will.
Yeah.
But then I explained to her, it's not my will and my willfulness. It's thy will be done, that kind of will.
Right.
But no, I'm a pretty unique individual here, and nobody could possibly even end
me. Well, that's good to know. That's definitely good to know.
I'll tell John Bellheim, the body talk man that started the whole body talk system. See, he's from Australia. And
okay.
And he's head of the university down there, and he was acupuncture, I don't know all the things that he was, but, you know, acupuncture, Chinese medicine, chiropractor, and he had people doing all of these things as well as teaching his in the university down there, Sydney University. All this stuff. I mean, I don't know when he breathed. And then he got this like chronic fatigue, kind of a whatever it was.
Yeah, that's understandable.
And then he couldn't cure it with all of the medicine things he knew. And that's pretty astounding when you can't take care of it when you've got all these different avenues of healing.
Sure.
And so he finally went to the doctor, and the doctor said, your liver's shutting down. You got 4 days to live. Go get your wife goodbye and make sure your will's intact. And he, probably ground his teeth and glared at the guy and walked out and kept on doing his herbs and various whatever else he was doing. And went then he couldn't. With the fatigue, he couldn't do anything, so he had to give up all of his practices, but he could lecture still.
Right.
And so he was doing lecture tours, and he was also, of course, big time searching for his answer.
Of course.
And so this is the whole journey story, and he indeed found some little lady apparently came along and tapped him on the head. says, this is something that I've been playing with. But the tapping on the head didn't stay. And he had to figure out that you tap on the head and then the heart, because the heart is the save button. Tapping right. on the head says, hey, this is the information that you need to remember. Remember this information? Tapping the heart says, yes, I can integrate that in my body now. And that's the save button. So John Valheim is a character and a half. He's hilarious. If you go to the website, you've got to go to the website and take a look at some of his stuff. And he's all over the world. Go on the website also and look at all the stuff he's doing with natural medicine all over the world.
Very cool.
So he's got all over the world. Fun.
Well, I have to say that you have been incredibly generous with your time. It blows me away how generous everybody is with their time. I'm asking for a few minutes, and everybody's giving me, half an hour, an hour. It's really quite generous of you all. And I want to thank you very much. If there's anything else you'd like to share about your experiences or your overall feeling of well-being, or if you have a message to any prospective people who might want to try the TMM-style recordings, feel free. If you don't, you've certainly said enough. I won't argue with you.
Well, I would say, never mind any past experiences. I tried something else that a guy here in Beaverton was doing, and I was very, very determined that it was going to help me because, I've tried the it was in the 80s, I think. The Mozart stuff where you listen to music and it goes ping in your ear every once in a while.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was doing that, and because I was always searching for answers, and then I was doing the guy in Beaverton, and it didn't do anything. But I kept trying, and I'm sure glad I did because with what you're doing, I can feel it resonate in my body. So I would say to a new person, hey, it's really, really worth, you've got the money back guarantee, so what the heck? But it's really, really worth it, and I certainly have found in the first month so much vibrancy and vitality in my life that it's like suddenly the colors are brighter and everything is more intense, more wonderful, because I feel more alive. And also I feel more centered, at peace. And if anybody else can get that, from listening to this, I would say, hey, go for it. And, I would really encourage people, and I am. I've got a friend up in Washington that wants to try it, and I'm encouraging somebody else to get into it. They're saving up their pennies. So, I would just really encourage people to give it a whirl. And it's going to be different for everybody anyway.
Sure
everybody
is,
else,
yeah.
Maybe somebody else is going to suddenly find deep, incredible joy instead of the peace that I'm finding. Or maybe somebody else is going to find out that suddenly their mother-in-law is a nice lady, because it happens that way,
Sure.
That happened with my daughter-in-law this morning. I had an email that could have been very threatening about, what's happening with my baby kind of stuff to me. It was around food and I realized this was her issue, that her child had the flu, and it probably had nothing to do with me, but I would be supportive to my daughter-in-law and do everything I could to follow her rules with her baby and make it right for her. And it, I didn't get tangled up into her emotions or anything, or the emotions of the whole, you know.
Right.
I think that there's also, you know, bigger stuff going on.
Yeah, well, good for you to see that. And Janet, again, I want to thank you. I can't thank you guys enough. I can't thank you enough for taking all this time and energy and sharing with the people who will be listening to this. And I'm very grateful to you, and I appreciate you. And again, thank you.